Thank you, Rabbi Schachter and Rabbitson Schachter. Thank you, Rabbi Schachter, for your Divrei Bracha. And we wish you a safe flight back to New York. I missed thanking Scott and Aviva Krieger for their support, initial support for the Kollel as well. Before I ask Rabbi Glasser to come up and share a few words, I would like to acknowledge all members of the YU Kollel and publicly thank them for moving across the country with their families to learn and live with us in our community. Rabbi Jonah and Shoshana Steinmetz, Rabbi Yoni and Devorah Pear, Rabbi Eli and Panina Morel, Rabbi Willie and Chani Kluger, Rabbi Donnie and Shira Shanzer, Rabbi Moshe and Rachel Simon, Rabbi Menachem and Gila Pollack. He's actually not here this evening. He is being Masadar Kedushin in New York. And Rabbi Zach and Atara Steiner. I hope all of you get a chance to meet them at the dessert reception and wish them a warm welcome to our community. Rabbi Glasser is an LA native and has always had the best interests of LA, of the LA community in his heart. He heads the Center for the Jewish Future at Yeshiva University, and he was instrumental in guiding Rabbi Steinmetz to the Rosh Kollel position here in Los Angeles, and was instrumental and very involved in all of the discussions around the affiliation between the Kollel and YU, the mothership, and in figuring how to make this dream into a reality. Rabbi Glasser, on behalf of the LA community, we thank you for everything that you have done for us in regards to this Kollel, and it is with great pleasure that I ask you to share with us a few words.
Thank you so much. Bereshus all of the Chasheva Rabbanim, Menalim, Mechanchim, Adir Rosh Kollel, many friends, many faces that I recognize from having grown up here. It is an honor to be here today in celebration of the inauguration of the Jack and Gita Nagel YU Community Kollel. Just this past Shabbos, I had the privilege to begin my 18th year in Rabbanus in our shul in Passaic, New Jersey. And so much of my own foundation in learning and in Torah growth is sourced here in the Los Angeles community. My wife and I both grew up here in LA and are in fact graduates of EULA. She most definitely had a better GPA. We grew up in the shuls, we grew up in the schools, and while much fewer at the time, we grew up in the restaurants of sunny Los Angeles. How it is that we ended up serving Hashem and the Jewish people while shoveling snow in New Jersey, of all places, is part of God's hidden wisdom of why bad things happen to good people. And standing in this room, a sacred space within which I had the privilege to absorb my initial passion and inspiration for Torah learning and Torah growth, it is really an incredible opportunity to also stand in the presence of rabbinic leaders who've joined us today, many of whom are responsible for my own development. It is humbling, it is moving, and it is inspiring. I join you this evening in paying tribute to the monumental accomplishment of establishing a new institution of advanced Torah learning and a new portal of connection between the Los Angeles community and our beloved yeshiva. It's true, this began with a meeting in Paul Gelb's office. For me, it was pretty much humoring him, and I did think that I would get a free lunch. And we sat, and I tried to tell him why this wouldn't work, but Paul's a litigator. And Evan told me I was wrong. And after a while, their passion and their conviction and their confidence became infectious. Together and with so many others, and with so many of you, we've advanced to this moment, Shechiyanu v'kiyamanu v'giyanu lazman hazeh. I still didn't get my lunch. This is an opportunity for our Talmidim, the Talmidim of YU, to impact upon the Los Angeles community Yes, there are Kollelim, YU Kollelim in Chicago and Toronto that are very nervous. They're already circulating the earthquake statistics to potential Avreichim, or more so their parents. But the truth is, even greater measure is to draw of the energy and the passion and the inspiration of Los Angeles closer to our yeshiva. And it is of particular significance to us at YU that among the many beloved supporters and partners of YU who are responsible for developing this kollel, the kollel carries the name of Jack and Gita Nagel, whose vision and whose support has been transformative in the growth of Yeshiva University. Thousands of years ago, in the midst of a defining inflection moment in Jewish history, Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai was faced with the challenge of establishing a paradigm for Jewish life, one that would ensure the continuity of our people despite the loss of the centralized world of the Mikdash Hashem. And Vespasian, the emperor of Rome, grants him a number of requests. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai famously responds, Tein li Yavne v'chachomech. Grant me the city of Yavne and its Torah scholars. Not Jerusalem, not the Beis HaMikdash. I want Yavne and I want its scholars. What was behind this most peculiar request? So in truth, Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai was seeking to secure the Mesorah, the tradition of the Jewish people, to ensure that future generations, no matter where in the world they found themselves, would be anchored in our values, in our ideals, in our mitzvos, in our learning. But it's interesting that he phrases the request, Tein li Yavne v'chachomecho. Give me the city of Yavne and its scholars. Why didn't he choose a more succinct expression of the sentiment he was trying to convey? He wants the scholars of Yavne. Tein li chachme Yavne. His request should be that he wants Vespasian to spare the iconic Torah scholars, the towering individuals that would perpetuate the Jewish people beyond this experience of destruction. And perhaps the answer is that for Torah to truly take root within Klal Yisrael and to serve as a continuous source of spiritual vitality for the Jewish people, what is required is not just the scholars themselves, but the Yavnes, the communities, the contexts within which Torah is learned, and Torah is taught, and Torah is lived. The continuity of Am Yisrael has always necessitated an interfacing dynamic between the living and breathing and pulsating world of communal life and the Torah scholars who strive to imbue that space with the richness and depth of Dvar Hashem. It is the Torah's impact upon the community and the reciprocating influence of the community's passion in the embracing of Torah that creates the optimal landscape for the enduring vibrancy of Torah life. And indeed, for centuries, the Jewish institutional globe has been characterized not just by the names of the yeshivos throughout the world, but by the communities that hosted them, as those two identities ultimately merged together, Volozhin, Ponovich, Mir, Washington Heights, together preparing yet another station in the journey of the Jewish people, ultimately progressing towards the redemption. Yeshiva University and our yeshiva, Yeshivas Rabbeinu Yitzchak Elchanan, a beloved bastion of Torah, embraces and embodies a unique derech achai, a unique approach to life, that is an extension of the Mesorah, the tradition that our Rabbeim transmitted to us and that their Rabbeim transmitted to them. It is with such a source of pride and excitement in our yeshiva that the spirit and the tradition of our yeshiva will thrive as a kollel within the community of Los Angeles, alongside the many other Torah institutions and other kollelim, each contributing its own approach and its own tradition in elevating the spiritual landscape of the LA community. The Chavrei Kollel embody not only a devotion to Hasmada and to broader growth in learning, but they stand as role models for the passion and the commitment to Torah that can and will always emerge from the YU community. They are thoughtful, they are balanced, they are nuanced, and they are deeply proud of their Mesorah in approaching the many facets of religious life. They come from communities that are very similar to this one, give or take the shovels and coats, and proudly represent an ideology and an approach to the world that is personified by their Rabbein. They follow a long list of established Torah leaders from our yeshiva who have been serving this community for many, many decades and will strive to build upon that foundation of growth with a new and an invigorated model of Torah presence and engagement. But perhaps one of the greatest gifts to the community is your incredible Rosh Kollel, Rabbi Jonah Steinmetz. As many in the community have already come to know, Rav Steinmetz is a brilliant, a creative, and a visionary leader. He will bring so much to the community of LA. He is confident, yet he is humble. He is thoughtful, yet he is decisive. His penetrating abilities of analysis and understanding of complex Torah thoughts and bringing them forth for everyone to understand. His ability to teach Torah at such a varying degree of levels. And most importantly, he exudes such an unquenchable thirst for learning and for teaching Torah. An avas haTorah that emanates from the depths of his soul and that comes across in his teaching and in his interactions with everyone with whom he engaged. But these attributes, as noble and as impressive as they are actually not what Rabbi Steinmetz is known for most in our yeshiva. In our yeshiva and its extended communities nearby, Rabbi Steinmetz is known first and foremost for being a Talmud. A Talmud of Rav Tursky. A Talmud of Rav Schechter. A Talmud of Rav Willig and Rav Rosenzweig and Rabbi Neuberger and Rav Sabalovsky. And I doubt that the community will hear a single shir that will lack over the coming years a reference to or a quote from one of his Rabbein. And this is what makes him so uniquely suited to lead this incredible and ambitious effort in adding to the symphony of Marbitzei Torah within the LA community. It is the quintessential Talmud, the quintessential student, that is most poised to serve as the conduit in transmitting the traditions and the ideals of our Torah. It is the Talmud that models for the Kollel and for the community alike what it means to sacrifice and to dedicate oneself to learning on a consistent basis. It is the Talmud that is worthy of our tradition's highest accolade, the Talmud Chacham, who inspires us all to never stop learning and to never cease growing. To Rabbi Steinmetz, to the Kollel, and especially to those who have invested of their time and their resources and their energy to bring this entire enterprise to fruition. To our entire beloved Los Angeles community and the communities that the children of this community will go on to inspire and enlighten with the Torah that they learned here, as so many of myself and my friends have come to do. We wish all of you bracha v'hatzlacha b'chol ma'ase yadeichem yihi ratzon shetishra shechina b'ma'ase yadeichem. This should be the first of many gatherings of the Kollel to teach and to learn together. Wonderful.